This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk, KKFT.
News, talk, truth.
FM News Talk time is 10:06. John Potter here, live and local every Saturday, 9 to noon. Nice bone structure, Natalie.
Thank you.
Natalie is from the OsteoStrong Wellness Center in South Reno. You're right next to Home Depot with the Sierra Center Parkway in between you and Home Depot. 6775 Sierra Center Parkway. You folks know where that is. And your 82 glowing reviews on Google are really, really something. I mean, so impressed. How did you get in this field? Well, first off, what is it? What is OsteoStrong Wellness Center? What do you do?
Well, OsteoStrong is a franchise, and they call themselves the ultimate biohack. And a simple definition for biohack is like a lifestyle, a nutrition, an exercise, or some kind of technology that works with the body's natural ability to strengthen, to recover, and to function better. And so with OsteoStrong, we're really focused on the bones, the structure of your body, right? So we do something called osteogenic loading because our bones are living adaptive tissue. They want to be stronger, but they need a reason to be stronger. I shouldn't say they want to be stronger, but they need a reason to be stronger. So we need to do impact. We need to, you know, lift heavy weights. We need to jump. We need to do weight-bearing exercises, that kind of stuff, so that our body can adapt and become stronger.
You're talking about senior citizens, right?
I'm talking about everybody, obviously, because really? We all have bones. Uh-huh. I really think it would be smart for women to start really thinking about their bones in their 30s, because we go through perimenopause and menopause, and we start to lose bone density rapidly during menopause.
And there's
menopause.
A way to stop that loss?
Well, there's a way to slow it down, and depending on your body, so everybody's different, but we want to stimulate the body by impact or impact emulation with OsteoStrong, and then we want to provide it, you know, supplements, you know, protein, vitamin D, vitamin K, calcium, all this stuff to help build those bones.
How did you get in this field, and what made you a believer of what you do at OsteoStrong?
It was simply curiosity. I am 49 right now, but at the time I was 44 or 43, and I didn't know anything really about bone density issues. I did know my grandmother had 3 hip replacements. One was obviously faulty hardware, but I had no idea that this was something that we could slow down or maybe even stop. So once I found out, it just became like my mission to help my mom, my sister, myself become stronger and not have to, you know, worry about taking these bone building medications that have a list of side effects.
You're a big believer, and folks, I recommend you go to, Google this. I mentioned 82 glowing reviews. Read some of those testimonials about what this place has done for people who, the bone density is a huge issue. And especially when you get older, your bones kind of waste away. And osteoporosis is a scary thing. I mean, it's a fall and breaking bones, this bone thinning. It's a natural thing, but there are ways to curtail it and slow it down. A lot of this is like physical therapy stuff, right? Almost all of it is, right? We're not selling pills or products or anything like that, are we?
No. What we have at OsteoStrong are these machines. It's called the Spectrum. There's 4 devices.
Yeah.
You have a session coach like me or my sister or one of my other employees who all happen to have been clients previously.
So you know it works.
Right. So we guide you every step of the way. through these machines that measure the force that you can put on your body. And everybody's different. So we meet you where you're at, because you might be, unfortunately, dealing with things like joint issues, arthritis. Maybe you just haven't been super active. But I also have athletes that come through and they're looking to strengthen their bones and to just have more stamina, more energy, better balance. It's incredible. And not just that, you get to meet a lot of people. Everyone there is so amazing. Like I said, my employees are previous clients. They become family. And family comes, friends come, people like get to reunite with people they haven't seen in a while, because they'll be like, how did you get here? Oh, my dentist told me about this, or my physical therapist told me about this, or my doctor told me about OsteoStrong.
And it's just like, what, a half hour a day you stop in? And
it's actually once a week. It's only 10
week.
Minutes.
Oh my gosh.
You're not breaking into a sweat. You're not going to be exhausted.
I see the pictures of those machines you have there. Is there, okay, so you're a new client, you're a new customer. Do you start off with a test that measures how much bone density the folks have?
Most people who come in have already done a test with their doctor. It's called a DEXA scan. And it's usually something the insurance pays for when you're 60. And by then, you know, it's concerning when you have bones that could just fracture, you know, under, like, you know, picking up your grandchild, or if you want to go skiing, you know, the doctors start to limit your fun things you get to do. And they give you a list of medications they want you to try. And unfortunately, those medications have side effects. And then they'll also tell the patient to get a weighted vest, to get a rebounder, to do weightlifting. But when you're 60 or 70 and you're already dealing with joint pains and you already have fear of falling, you're not going to go to the gym and lift the kind of weights you need to do to put that pressure on your body to make those bones.
So these machines are focused on your bones being weak, or, you know, thinning, or osteoporosis, because there are machines that actually are not good for you if you're in that condition. You go to a gym and there's some things they say don't do if you have osteoporosis, because you might break something. So your machines kind of avoid that and focus on things that really are, there's no threat of injury to.
Well, I think, you know, everything has a risk of injury. We really try to avoid that by, when we talk in the beginning, I'm not a doctor, but I am looking for certain limitations. I am asking a lot of questions, and we might have to refer back to the doctor before we get started, and that's okay. We might have to do a slow start where we guide you through these equipment and you're putting pressure on it, but it's really up to you. So if you feel any kind of pain, you'll stop. You know, we encourage you to listen to your body. We'll reassess. And then all OsteoStrongs have the osteogenic loading equipment. But my center, we also have really great tools, or modalities as we call them, to help with, you know, helping the body adapt and maybe heal on its own or feel better. You know, we address inflammation and swelling and pain, that kind of stuff. I have red light, Normatec compression boots. I have hydro massage beds. I have something called a bio charger, which is really cool, and PEMF mats. A lot of things that if I got into, we'd be doing like a whole nother segment.
A lot of specialized stuff
right
there.
This stuff is that you can find on the website. With
your website is osreno.com. Let me read this. Our clients have not only reversed osteoporosis, but have also experienced relief from back pain, arthritis, and sports injuries. Sessions are just 10 to 15 minutes a week. No gym clothes needed. Come as you are and leave feeling energized. So you can still improve bone density at like 70 years old?
Absolutely. Bones are living tissue.
There's cells, right? There's bone building cells.
Yeah, absolutely. And red light actually helps stimulate those cells. Impact does. So we do impact emulation. We are emulating that impact We have machines that are measuring what kind of force you can put on it. And ideally, when you hit what we call a trigger, that's when your central nervous system kicks in and starts to build bone. The other element to it, obviously, is your nutrition and the rest of your lifestyle. You know, you need adequate sleep, adequate rest. This is a once a week program.
Do you give these folks dietary ideas of what's good for their bones?
I'm not a dietitian or a
nutritionist. We always hear about the calcium and
right, you know. And we have AlgaeCal, which is tried and true. It's been around for decades, and they partnered up with OsteoStrong, but they are not the only ones on the market. And it's not just about calcium; it's about protein, it's about rest and recovery. So it is a once a week program because we need time for the body to adapt.
And you cover all this when you're a client there.
Yeah. Right. I like to remind people that, you know, I've learned this through, you know, the studies that OsteoStrong has done, that Dr. John Jankwish, I believe is how you pronounce his name, that the meta studies they've done. So we're really focused on trying to get that target, which is a multiple of your body weight.
All right.
And it's great for, you know, everybody, anybody with bone structure.
How can people get their first visit free?
Well, that's
a I just talk you into that?
No, actually, I've been doing complimentary sessions for years. So I take a good chunk of time to learn about what's going on with you.
All right.
If everything is in the green, we usually give you a free session where we show you what it would be like to be an OsteoStrong member.
Is it easier to go through your website to set this up?
You can do that. You can give us a call, but I'll tell you, on August 31st, Monday, at 5:30 p.m. until about 7, I'm going to be doing a strong talk where I'm going to go over our devices and what we do. And
open house type thing, huh?
Very much so, yes.
All right. Well, folks, go to osreno.com. Your phone number is on there.
It's 775-453-1939.
All right, osreno.com. Such a pleasure meeting you, and I love this show because I learn stuff, Natalie.
Oh, my gosh, I have so much more to tell you.
I know.
You can spend all day.
Ask you this. What do you think about these numbskulls who are manscaping their face with hammers?
Excuse me?
You never heard of this?
No.
Good for you. Stay away from that stuff. That's a real thing. All right, Natalie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good to know. I'm John Potter, live and local, taking a break. Be back with you, and feel free to text, because if you do that now, I will read these right here for free. Yes. 884-9910. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1019.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Time, 99.1 and 92.3.
Live and local, I'm John Potter. Every Saturday, 9 to noon, coming up a fire update, of course. We have news with Fox News in 8 minutes. Greg Neft with local news update on everything going on, like we do every Saturday morning right here and also on the noon news. Until then, this is something I looked into in May when these details came out. Never had time till now to bring these numbers up. About the teaching of reading in Nevada. Do you folks realize less than half of our students, grades 3 through 8, can read at grade level? You look it up. It's there. The latest Nevada literacy stats for grades 3 through 8 for English language proficiency ranges from 41 to 45% statewide. Less than half of the more than 35,000 Nevada third graders read at grade level. Students in grades 3 through 8, they take a test every spring that measures reading and math proficiency. Statewide, 45% of third graders in Nevada were proficient in reading during the 24-25 school year. Literacy rates are worse than before the pandemic, when more than 46% of third graders were proficient in reading. So we've come down from there. And this decrease is particularly evident in rural areas where literacy rates are 8 percentage points lower than before the pandemic. I wish our local TV news would cover this. It's not talked about, but it's alarming. Again, less than half of youngsters grades 3 through 8 in the state of Nevada can read at grade level. They are not proficient. Well, I would modify that sentence a little bit by cutting off the end to more than half of youngsters in Nevada in grades 3 through 8 can't read is what it means. And they're not functionally literate.
Oh, well, John, that's because of Las Vegas. Clark County drags down our numbers, John.
No, it's pretty much all the counties. But anyway, about the reading, that's the one thing you need to learn, right? That's the one thing you need to learn. I went to high school in Western Upstate New York. I was a pretty poor student. I did not pay attention to class. I fidgeted. I made jokes. I stared at pretty girls. I looked out the window. I daydreamed. I did not do well in school. It's a funny thing. I did well in tests. I think if I recall correctly, I got a perfect score on the PSAT, which created a fair amount of excitement. I don't know how that happened, but I was still a pretty dumb kid who did poorly, but I could read, and I read a lot. Oh, this will make me sound ancient. Andy Hardy mysteries, Cowboy Sam books. And then in high school, let me think. I read the Oxbow incident, The Yearling, Shane, 1984. Read A Patch of Blue. I love that book, To Kill a Mockingbird. And practice improves whatever it is you're practicing. And that includes, of course, reading. And, you know, maybe I read a lot to think less about the stress of school and growing up, you know, to be honest with you. Or maybe I was shy. Or maybe I was escaping or retreating or hiding. I have no idea, but I read a lot. But reading books was my world. I found enjoyment there. I still do. And more significantly, I found an education with a language there. I learned a lot of words. I learned how to spell most of those words. I learned how an English sentence is constructed. I learned how a story is told. I learned a lot of facts about life and history. And when I found myself facing a new task, like when I went, to college or a new job, I could read about it and I could learn how to perform the tasks successfully. And subsequently, I got into the business of writing, and I was a radio and then a TV reporter. And, subsequently, I got into the business of talking. My downfall. No, but being whatever this is, I'm a professional microphone operator, I guess, is the title. And, I read almost constantly still. And all of this, has been both fun, enjoyable, and fruitful. I mean, I'm some freaking jerk here, but I've been able to, with the Lord's blessing, support my life, my family with a skill set, which largely came from simply because I could read. I was able to move up, from poverty to middle class simply because I could read. Poverty, yes, because I had to pay for my living expenses during college. But what a powerful and important tool that was for me and has been for countless others. It may be the only effective tool other than being like a professional athlete or something like that. It may be the only tool available to most people to raise themselves up, the ability to read. And again, getting back to this news about less than half of Nevada students, in spite of all the money we spend, in spite of all the power that the teachers' unions have, in spite of everything that we focus and put into education, we fail at teaching our kids how to read, the one thing that really matters, the one thing that really counts. We steal from them their future, and we kind of doom the society, which will rest on their back. Just being honest with you, And the unfortunate reality in this era of dumbing down, it is the era of dumbing down. I think about what they're deprived of and the futures that they may be deprived of by the fact that they go to a school that, for whatever reason, can't teach people to read. It's a crime against the rising generation, and it's not just the Washoe County School District. Across the state, more than half of our youngsters can't read at grade level, and that is horrifying. That is a crime. If you can't read, you have no idea of what the Constitution says about our republic or about your liberty. Being able to read is a fundamental capability of freedom. But, and I'm rubbing this in your face, I know, but less than half of the students in grades 3 through 8 are proficient, meaning the majority of students can't read grade level in Nevada. And that's doubly disconcerting because in this era of dumbing things down, grade level is pretty damn low. And our kids, too many of them, can't even meet that. As a matter of fact, many youngsters will walk across the stage, diploma in hand, functionally illiterate. All you can read, you know, that's a sign, which you can read if you know. Anyway, we're going to break for Fox News and then local news with Greg Neft right now. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time 10:30.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth. Truth.
Well, it's 10:35. We have a guest in the studio. Brenda, hold on here because we have a call based on that rant I just did on literacy. Let's go to Paul calling from Virginia City Highlands. Hey, good morning, Paul. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning. Two comments. One is you use the word proficiency. You use grade level, but you also use proficiency. Proficiency is defined as a C. So comprehend, yeah. The grades are below a C.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
The other comment is there. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm trying to hurry because you have a guest in the studio. The other comment has to do with there's a phenomenon where a lot of kids don't pronounce the letter T, like in kitten is kitten. And the reason for this is they're not taught phonics, they're taught word recognition. When you hear a word wrong, you have no way of knowing that when you read that word kitten, that T sound is ta, not anything else. So that's part of the failure of our system in the reading is they're not teaching phonics. They're teaching reading by word recognition.
Well, I don't know, to be honest, what's going on in those classrooms, but most American high school graduates have never read a book cover to cover. And I worry about that because, you know, we as taxpayers, well, first off, they're going to be running this whole country. And second, we as taxpayers spend so much money, but seems we just don't get enough for it. And I see this in the movies. The actors, they mumble. They can't even talk right. You bring up the T's and kittens. It drives me nuts. All right, Paul, got to run. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Well, Brenda, hello. Good morning to you. Brenda is, shall I call you the boss of this?
Sure, that works.
Brenda Johnson from Connections Central. The key to a happier and healthier life is connecting people to learn and share lively conversation and personal stories about your life experiences. We're not selling anything here. These are get-togethers which bring joy to your life, and this is a time and age when people are more lonely, I think, than ever. I mean, we don't know our neighbors. I mean, it's not like it was when I was growing up. We seem to be separate from people, thanks to the internet, people being addicted to that and staying away from the out of doors. Tell me, Brenda, what you've seen at these get-togethers and how this all works. Well, describe to me when and where do you hold these Connection Central meetings And by the way, this is a nationwide thing, isn't it?
Actually, it is local. So it's here in northern Nevada. And actually, we're expanding down into southern Nevada. So right now, we host over 40 gatherings a month in northern Nevada. And that's between Reno, Sparks, Truckee, Carson City, Gardnerville. And people are really, we're expanding because it's having such a positive impact on people. I'm going to give you a visual. So Imagine walking into a room, a welcoming room, and there's 8 to 12 people. And there's a trained facilitator who's there. So everybody sits down, and the trained facilitator suggests topics. Topics might include, what is a belief that you no longer hold? Or tell me about what's going really well in your life.
Now, you don't spring this on them because they have time to prepare something, right?
No. Actually, no, they come to the gathering, and then we present like three different topics, and they can be light, they could be heavy, and the group gets to decide. And it's not just a topic, though. You can take it in whatever direction works for you that day. And it's about inspiring story sharing. So stories about your lived experience, bringing up memories, things that are happening in your life right now, things that are important to you, things you remember because there's emotion around it, passion. And the nice thing is, we do story sharing because that's when you get to learn about other people. So many people come together and do small talk. You know, how's the weather? What's going on with your family? This is a little bit deeper. You're getting a glimpse into their life. You hear not only what they have to say, but how they've lived their life in the past, who they are now, how they evolved to get here. It's just glimpse into their life that they allow with this authentic, you know, honest story sharing. And that's when you get to know one another. And I see people start supporting each other. I see so much magic that's happening below the surface because suddenly these strangers become, they feel like friends. You get to know them.
So no products, no paid sessions.
No.
It's not therapy. It's just gathering people to share stories and build, like you said, meaningful relationships. You offer these gatherings to you set up the time and the day and people show up. You bring them together to share stories, enjoy conversation, meet people, and leave. I imagine pretty inspired and happy and gratified.
Yeah, a lot of people will say, like, oh, I'm so glad I came. Like, this made such a difference. Like, it took a little energy to get here. I didn't know if I wanted to come today. But now that I did this, like, wow, I feel inspired and motivated for my day. You know, I'm smiling. Like, this is a wonderful thing in my life.
How do you open up the shy people?
Well, that's why we have trained facilitators. They actually go through a training, but they're really good at just encouraging people, prompting people. You know, people don't come as these natural story sharers. They don't know how to tell a story necessarily. It's never perfect like that. People come and feel inspired to say something. And if it feels a little uncomfortable, our facilitator can kind of probe, ask some questions like, what is the message behind it? Or tell me a little bit more about that experience. And that's what makes it so comfortable for people.
Tell us about some of these get-togethers. I mean, some that you'll never forget.
Well, we have this one gentleman who was in the Vietnam War, and he's actually this very uplifting, warm personality and has wonderful things to share. But when he stopped and really shared about being a prisoner of war and what that was like and the experience for him and how he escaped and got away, everybody just was completely silent and just listened. And usually stories will last, you know, a few minutes, but everybody just sat there and said, keep going, keep going. To hear this story and everything that went on in his heart and in his emotions and the fear and then the excitement of actually getting away. So that was an amazing story. And that's just one of many. There's so many interesting people that come from all walks of life, different ages. And some people think, you know, I'm going to go, but I really don't have anything interesting to share. My life is so ordinary. But after listening to all these stories, there's no ordinary life. And to somebody else, that ordinary life might inspire them in ways you could never imagine.
All right. Your next get-together is Thursday at Brewery Arts Center in Carson City, right?
Well, that's a specific one. So that we have once a month, and it's a one-of-a-kind where we have a speaker, and the speaker speaks for about 20 minutes. And this week, we're so fortunate to have John Potter speaking. And he's going to be sharing a humorous journey through Walter Cronkite, Hubert Humphrey, and unforgettable memories. So we're really excited to have you there. And
unforgettable memories, lessons learned.
Okay.
And as you said, what is the thing I learned and discovered through these life experiences? That's what makes it so educational. Is, you know, you find out things when you're too old, and this. Inviting an oldster like me to come out and talk about the wrong turns made and things like that could probably benefit a lot of people at any age.
Right. So this event we have at the Brewery Arts Center in Carson City. It's once a month, and it's Thursday, August 20th from 5 to 6:30. Everybody's welcome. It's a free event. We encourage you to come. It's going to be fun.
Do you have refreshments? Or
we do. We do have refreshments, and they're complimentary for everybody.
Who pays for all this?
We have an amazing founder, Don Cool. He's out of Carson City. And Don Cool founded the Change Companies, and it was interactive journaling for behavior change. And they were in all types of facilities like healthcare and the government facilities across the nation. So by the time that he sold it, it probably benefited more than 25 million people, interactive journaling for behavior change. And he came up with interactive journaling. But
I asked, is this a nationwide thing? Isn't this
The Change Companies is a nationwide thing.
Oh,
so that's nationwide. So when he retired, he wanted to give back to the community. And Don, he is a great writer. He loves writing and reading. He loves to tell stories. So he was like, how would I give back to the community? And he thought, you know, story sharing really brings people together. And that's what's important to me. So he came up with this program and tested it out and found out what works and what didn't work. And then we have our program that we have today. And it's because of Don Cool founding this, and he funds it, that we're able to impact so many people. Like I said, we have over 40 gatherings a month. Our gatherings are at places like senior centers, libraries. They're at cafes in Carson City. There's just a variety of places that we get to have these. And they generally run 90 minutes. And if you need to leave early, that's fine. But they generally run 90 minutes. If you go to our website, connectionscentral.org, connections with an S, central.org, you can look at our event calendar and see everything that we have going on. And
connectionscentral.org.
Connectionscentral.org. And so, we're happy to share all this information.
I looked at this website, and it says that through storytelling and conversation, it's been proven that positive relationships are number one in living longer, healthier, and happier lives. It has been proven. I mean, it's believable.
Well, so it's around social health. And social health, there are thousands of studies out there. And social health, what people don't realize is it's just as important as eating well, exercising, and getting enough sleep. It's that important. It's one of the three pillars of overall good health: physical health, mental, emotion, and social health. So people think of it as an extracurricular, and it should be an important part of your life, whether it's daily or weekly, this social health. So people who have good social health are happier, more resilient to life's challenges, physically healthier, and more likely to live longer.
What types of people attend these gatherings?
It's definitely a variety of people. So sometimes it could skew a little older, especially in a senior center, something like that. At the one that you're going to be speaking at next Thursday, we have a variety of people who come, and we get, you know, 50, 60 people who come to that event. It's a wonderful event. And it's all walks of life. So everything you can imagine. And that's what makes it so interesting. You get to hear all these different stories.
All right, folks, you're invited Thursday.
Come join us.
Yeah, I'd like to meet you.
And come try out one of our gatherings, just one of them. Just go try it out and see what it feels like. ConnectionsCentral.org gives you a list of variety to choose from. And I just really encourage you.
All the times and places are on the website to just walk in. No appointment needed.
Yeah.
So, folks, I'll see you Thursday. speaking at Brewery Art Center in Carson City, and Brenda there, and everybody else to get some good vibes and bring. Don't be so isolated. This is a breakthrough, or could be, for many people who feel a little bit lonely. And I think, again, these are lonely times that we're going through, and isolation just not good. It's one of those things where how do you live longer? And aside from the diet and aside from the physical activity, it's having friends and having a social life.
Right.
That's been proven to extend your life. Anyway, Brenda, out of time. Thank you so much for coming out.
Yeah, thank you, John.
I'll see you Thursday when I talk. No booing allowed, Brenda. Okay.
It's too late. I already gave her the applause and the boo cards.
All right. See you, Brenda. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John.
Don't know what I got into here. I'm going to take a break. Just you and me, folks. 884-9910 is our number to text to. And we have a comedian on the way. She's going to be appearing at the Carson City Nugget next weekend, and that's part of the show. She's coming in before noon. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 1049.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
FM News Talk time, it is 10:53, Reno, 74 degrees. I like that number, 74 degrees currently. Traffic-wise, taking a look at the roads here, we have two crashes. We don't usually see these on Saturdays, but eastbound, here's one. Northbound 395 near Stead Boulevard. Injury crash happened about a half hour ago. And also a road hazard to avoid eastbound 80 as you're going to Sparks Boulevard. The announcement. Yeah, we have an invite for you. You can join KKFT for a special meet and greet and rally with Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and Republican candidate for 2nd District David Flippo. It is going to be August 29th. That's 14 days from now. That's the Saturday after next. It's two Saturdays away on the 29th from 3 to 4:30 at the Sunridge Golf Course in South Carson City. Admission is free. Just bring your ID and meet your next congressman for the 2nd District Saturday, August 29th at the Sunridge Golf Course Clubhouse at 3 o'clock. That is super generous of the 10th term congressman, the founding member of the House Freedom Caucus, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, he's on cable TV all the time, and possible future Speaker of the House, Ohio's Jim Jordan, to come to a golf course in Carson City and meet with you. No charge. It's your chance, as the invite suggests, to meet your next Congressman David Flippo, who's going to be there with Jim Jordan. Okay, the fires update, bug fire. Great news. Significant progress has been made. Oh, my goodness. 58% containment right now. So many thanks from the heart to the brave firefighters. And pretty amazing to me, because 2 days ago, the containment was 15%. And from there, here we are at 58%. They've done an amazing job, haven't they? Kudos. Stallion Fire. By the way, these two fires are pretty close together right now. But the Stallion Fire has had great progress, too. 74% contained. It's outstanding. About 64 square miles burned. Talbot Fire in the Tahoe National Forest, just southeast of Donner Memorial State Park. More acreage burned. You don't want to hear Tahoe National Forest and wildland fire in the same sentence. You just don't. It's all trees, and there's a ton of them. But they got a handle on this. I heard that it was very highly populated by firefighters the past several days. At this fire, 91 acres have been burned. It's 40% contained. and the Eagle Fire south of Gardnerville, which is just north of Topaz Ranch Estates, containment at a glorious 70% with 148 acres burned. And that has been a trial, that one. I got to say, I mean, it's a darn shame about these fires and everything, but wow, this is just the best training, isn't it, for those who love the job. But anyway, this one was the tough one. Steep, rugged terrain with all the vegetation there. They had to fight this one mainly from the air, so there have been a lot of bucket drops. And I know they're likely not listening to me right now, but my heart is with these amazing people, these angels. And seeing all the messages from the people on Nextdoor and Reddit, not Faceplant, no. Nextdoor and Reddit, many of them asking, what can we do to say thanks? And that just touches my heart. I mean, people from experience, I know when we have these big fires, people bring cold drinks and Gatorades to the fire stations, bakery goods, or if they can, to the command posts up there. You know, there's over 700 firefighters working the bug fire alone. On some of those days, you have to marvel when you look at 100 degrees outside and they're out there in the smoke and the wind and the heat. So there is a big, something big is due to a big demonstration of thanks is due to these firefighters, no doubt. And it's a wonderful thing to see. The outpouring of thanks that we usually get on these. NV Energy crews have been successful fixing all those power poles and getting the power back on. They say everybody who's been affected by these fires now has their power back. And good job. You know, they're usually not in the list of big thank yous, but NV Energy crew people, you did a tremendous job. We have our comedian coming up after news. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 10:58. Be back soon.